You might have heard of a new fitness fad called goat yoga that's becoming popular across the United States. But what about puppy Pilates? This week, West Virginia University Student Health hosted a puppy Pilates class aimed at de-stressing students before finals. Kara Lofton reports.
At the outdoor rec fields, several dozen students have lined up mats in anticipation of class. At first, the atmosphere is relatively quiet, like one might expect from a normal yoga or Pilates class. And then... The class was held outdoors on a fenced-in field where the dogs could roam freely between exercisers. The dogs were all provided by participants.
I'm Katie. I've been doing Pilates for about 10 years. This will be more mat-style Pilates.
The class was led by Katie Goldsmith of Mountaintop Pilates.
How much of this is today do you think was a workout, and how much of it was like a mental health piece?
I would say like 50-50, because there was a lot of laughter going on, a lot of crazy puppies running through the crowd. I definitely broke a sweat, though. I think we were blessed with good weather, and I'd say we got a little bit of everything in.
Some studies suggest that laughter can reduce the so-called stress hormones, including cortisol, but experts say further research is needed. Meanwhile, a plethora of research shows that pet ownership, or just being in the presence of companion animal, is associated with improvements in mental, social, and psychological health. Chelsea Betts is the communication specialist at Student Health. She organized the event.
So I saw something online a few months ago about goat yoga, and I just thought, you know, what's better than goat yoga? Probably puppy Pilates. Like, everybody loves dogs, and not every student, you know, has a goat. So I thought it would be a good way to get students to come out and exercise and also bond with their dog, and it's a great way for them to de-stress before finals as well, for them to, you know, just come out here and relax.
Eviana Barnes and Kendall DeMarco are both freshmen at WVU.
Do you want to tell us about your experience today?
It was amazing.
I would say it's the best day of my life.
Yeah. No, it was definitely, it was so much fun because I love to work out and I love dogs, so this is like the perfect thing to do before finals.
Was it what you expected?
Yeah, definitely.
Stress relief, like worrying about tests like this whole week and then coming here and just getting to like work out and be with like animals, that's like my dream, I guess. I love it.
Goldsmith and Bett said the nice thing about incorporating dogs into an activity like Pilates is that it helps draw people into participating in something that you might not have otherwise. Although the students admitted that this was not the most strenuous workout they've ever done, they did say that it was just the stress relief they needed before heading into finals. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.